my grandma got me this sweater one time. It was white wool. This was like during the 90s, so that's when sweaters were cool. It was itchy, so I had to have a black turtleneck. I actually wore a turtleneck under it. Mm-hmm. But I remember it being white wool, and it had these huge leather polka dots all over it.
Oh, hot.
It was hideous, and I think there may be a picture. My mom probably has a picture of me in it.
I bet Big Fatty would like that sweater. Because it's dotted with leather.
Right. Big Fatty is of the leather community. Oh. He calls it the Hara.
And he wears a kilt. And I saw what's underneath it once.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. His balls are
big
so huge.
Big old balls. They're huge. They're like bigger than a bull's balls. Wow. I mean, mine are pretty big. His is bigger than mine.
Wow.
And he wanted to compare them. I was like, no, I'm not bringing mine out. Mm-hmm. I do that in private only.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Are you going to show them this weekend at Market Days?
No, I will not be.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, ooh. My God. His balls are so
big. Big old balls. They're huge.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4585 of the BFO for right the 5th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and maybe get to those voice letters I've been promising Big Fatty.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Hello, crazies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Y'all, you're crazies today because y'all, it is the full moon weekend. And y'all, this is the full moon occurs on Sunday, and y'all, it is the cone moon, and some people like to think of it as the harvest moon, but that doesn't happen until after the autumnal equinox, so that'll be next month. And y'all also, in addition to being the cone moon, y'all, it is the blood moon. Oh, Big Fatty, should we get a bandage? I'd hate for your moon to be bloody vulgar.
Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon. Bye. Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two anniversariums. Y'all, the first one is today. Y'all, you heard one of the anniversarium participants at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's been a long-time listener of the little show and of the LFC. Y'all, she just celebrated her, what is that called? Engagement earlier this week. And y'all, she's up there in the Chicago's Big Fatty. And y'all, it's none other than the one and only Mrs. Lauren and her husband, Double A Ron. Big Fatty, we love Mrs. Lauren and Double A Ron. We do indeed. And y'all, then our second anniversarium this weekend. Y'all, it's on Sunday, and y'all, it's kind of a unusual anniversarium, but y'all, it commemorates. Sunday commemorates the anniversarium of my Northeast Straight Jelly being ruined and starting to listen to the little show.
Happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Dear Podcast of y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, back in the day, was probably the youngest listener, or shouldn't have been a listener, of the little show. Y'all, he is the son of that Princess Hannah. You know, she's busy putting the Target and the CVS out of business. Big Fatty, it's working well. I saw the stock reports. And and he's no longer a boy. Y'all, he's a grown man now. Y'all, on Saturday, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only young man genius, Big Fatty, whatever the hell his name is. We love him. We do indeed. And then on Sunday, y'all saw this person a few weeks ago at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Y'all used to see him all the time when we went out to the Benjamin Millennium and the Dudley Do-Rights. Y'all don't see him anymore. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Big Dick. Big Daddy, we love Big Dick. We do. And then also on Sunday, y'all, he's a member of the Minions. He is of the, is that right? Yes, I think that's right. The Minions, it's all about me. I don't remember. But y'all, he's out there. I want to say he's in the Arizona or the New Mexico. Y'all, it's none other than No-No Dan. Big Fatty, we love No-No Dan. We do. So, y'all, if you see the young adult genius or Big Dick or No-No Dan on any of the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big ol' piece of... oh, Big Fatty, I'm a little phlegmy. It's not Papa's. A big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! This one, y'all, did I mention that the funeral I went to on Monday that they played the banjo? Big Fatty, I don't know. Somebody will let me know if I mentioned that or not. But y'all, it's the first funeral I've been to where they played a banjo. But Big Fatty, y'all, this is the music from the morning show, which was the first of the many iterations of CBS's morning broadcast, you know, now hosted by Miss Gail King. Yo, she's been off all this week. And so, anyway, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, the nip came down and we had a nice talk. And... y'all, I haven't gotten my nip a nap. And so once he left, before I forget, I believe, now I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that on Monday, it's the new shows of the Jeopardy. And that could mean that it's the new shows of the Wheel. But I don't know for sure, but the Jeopardy is showing up in my TiVo. So we'll put that in your VRC, so be ready for that. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Jeopardy! Oh, and Big Fatty, I just love Art Fleming as the host. He does such a nice job, he does. Let's see, after the nip left, y'all, I turned on the TV machine, and y'all, it was time for Big Brother! And y'all, I just gotta say, it was one of those episodes where you just, at least for me, and I believe I speak for Miss Bacon as well, y'all, you just dislike the Red Menace more and more the every time she opened her mouth. Y'all, first of all, she was wearing a hat. She looked like a witch. And y'all, she turns her face, you know, and says, "Well, you do what's best for your game." And y'all, and then she has this look on her face where she's just kind of, meh. And y'all, she looks like she's constipated. And cause when you're Big Fatty, there's no doubt about that, because she's full of shit. Oh, did I say that? Yes, that was very inappropriate. Okay, the Menace is full of shit. Oh, that much better. Vince was crying and hugging, and y'all, he's awful. He's awful. I don't want him to go, but it's just exhausting listening to the same thing and seeing the same thing over and over again. Exhausting. But y'all, they had the power of veto competition. And Morgan won it, and y'all, she took herself off the block, and y'all, then Keanu had to put up a replacement, and y'all, he put up Ashley. You know, that's the girl that spent an hour and a half in the HOH shower the first night they were in there, and that was the big scandal, Showergate. Y'all, one other thing, y'all, when they did the power veto competition, y'all, they brought back that woman that was crazy last year.
She had the crazy eyes.
Y'all, I don't remember her name. I'm just going to call her Agnes. But y'all, they were all excited to see her. It was Angela. That's what it was. I like Agnes, though. Yes, Big Betty. Angela was back with her charcuterie. Y'all, they had a puzzle built around her charcuterie, because, you know, she was a have-not, and the other girls ate her charcuterie tray or whatever. That was last year.
Yes, Big Betty, and she had the crazy eyes.
Keanu put Ashley up. And then, y'all, Ashley moved towards the nomination couch. And, y'all, then she began to display her best Karen traits, we'll say. And, y'all, she absolutely was a see you next Tuesday.
Yes, Big Betty.
Y'all, and Rachel is just,
be nice to her.
Y'all, and Rachel just pouts her lips because she didn't go her way. Y'all, I'm just so sick of her. Sick of her, I tell you.
Yes, Big Betty.
Thursday night's going to be the live eviction. If Vince doesn't win the battle back, his days may be numbered. I don't know. Between Mickey and Ashley, that's a tough call. I'm not sure who I would predict will be gone if Vince does win. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby and woke up on Thursday morning, had my brofkas. Y'all had the rest of that blue cheese and beef flatbread for my brofkas. Y'all, I'm burping it up right now as we speak. And then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did Fat Acres and came back in and cooled down a little bit. And y'all, then I was off to senior size class. Did that. Came back here to the villa. cool down a little bit again, and then I was off. I was off to the Von's East, y'all. Yesterday, when I was reading the coupon, it said that I had bought a can of green beans and a can of collards, and y'all, I didn't want collards, and y'all, evidently, I picked up. I wanted to get two cans of the green beans, and picked up a can of the collards, so I took it back and got a second can of the green beans and all that kind of stuff. So that was fine, and y'all then got back here to the villa, and y'all, it's just been a quiet afternoon. I've watched the Stephen Colbert show, and y'all, just while I'm thinking about it, y'all, I received a message from that Lurie Warbucks, and y'all, we don't hear from Lurie Warbucks all that often. Let me see if I can find it here now, but y'all, you know, every time Big Fatty buys cheese, I think of Lurie Warbucks. And, y'all, where is it? Did I throw it away? Or is it an e-letter? Maybe it's an e-letter. Let's just take a look. Yes, it's an e-letter. And Lurie posted over there at the www. Y'all, by the way, I was not able to post the link to the dancing, folks. So you'll have to go and look for that yourself. It's over at the abc.com. And anyway, Lurie Warbucks says, I haven't heard the whole little show yet, but so far my book report would read cheese, 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 and more cheese. God, I love you, Big Fatty. And y'all, Lurie Warbucks says, every time I go to the store, I buy cheese. And y'all, he's not wrong. Anyway, and y'all, last thing, I got this. Y'all, the number one fan of the BFO for 2025, that's the Laughing Buddha. Y'all, he sent me a gas repote. Y'all, and he's not buying the cheapest. He's buying Ethel, and he's not buying regular or high test. He's getting Ethel, 88 octane, 309 a gallon. Number one fan, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for that. Now, maybe you should record a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, get on his ass. Y'all, I'm going to be cooking to get ready for right at Fatty's. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, what? Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, sorry that Crooked Hat and Daniel Bieber won't be here. But, and y'all, Crooked Hat must be sick as a dog. Oh, Big Fatty Sydney. Yes, the dog. Because, y'all, he hadn't done his little show. And, you know, he doesn't like the numbering to be off. So, sending out good wishes. Y'all go get your flu shot. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Mrs. Lauren, is there anything you're gonna whisper in Double A Ron's ear this weekend?
Ooh. His balls are so
big.
Huge.
Old balls. They're huge.
Bring them out.
Big Fatty, I'm not sure how that would go over. Well, Double A Ron loves my balls. Big Fatty sausage balls.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.